Hi, I'm Mallika Chopra, the Pepsi Refresh Health Ambassador, and I'm really excited today to speak with Jan about Alström Syndrome International and the Pepsi Refresh grant that they have received. Jan, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, you know, for those of us who aren't really familiar with what Alström Syndrome is, could you give us some background?
Certainly. Alström syndrome is a rare genetic disease. There are fewer than 700 patients known worldwide. The patients begin life with problems with vision and sometimes heart failure, and then they lose their hearing, they become obese, they have liver failure, kidney failure, pulmonary fibrosis, and shortened lifespan for sure. And it's a disease that we've been studying at the Jackson Laboratory for about 20 years, and Alström Syndrome International is a private foundation that supports patients and families and physicians and researchers, all interested in curing Alström Syndrome.
Wow. And so, and is it a lifelong condition?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. The babies are born with vision problems. And things just slowly get worse and worse during their lives.
And what sort of treatments, then, do you administer to them?
Well, we don't really have a treatment for Alström syndrome itself. What happens is the symptoms are treated. For example, the diabetes is treated in the same way anybody in the population with diabetes would be treated with medication.
Well, you know,
same with the cardiomyopathy.
Wow. Well, you know, definitely I think one, just winning this grant is going to spread the word and educate people.
Absolutely.
But what is your goal with the, it's a $5,000 grant that you've won from Pepsi Refresh?
The specific goal of this proposal for the $5,000 is to fund a research clinic that we're holding in June in conjunction with the Alström Syndrome International Family Conference. And we expect about 40 affected patients, which is a big number for us.
Yeah, for given the population of patients.
That's right, and they'll all be in the same place at the same time. So we're planning to do some medical research testing. We'll be taking blood samples and doing some pulmonary function testing, some gait testing, craniofacial images, a whole lot of questionnaires about different aspects of Alström syndrome that they're experiencing. So it's a pretty thorough clinic, and this $5,000 will go towards that, and it's very, very much needed.
Fantastic. Now, how did you get involved with this organization, or you know, is there some personal inspiration?
I'm a research scientist at the Jackson Lab in Bar Harbor, Maine, and that's a mouse genetics facility, but our program studies Alström syndrome. So I could tell the truth, when I met my first children with Alström syndrome, I was emotionally hooked.
Yeah.
And so I helped one of the families start the foundation back in 1995. I acted sort of as an advisor to the first families, and they got together, and it's just grown since then.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like we're very much in the early stages of research. So hopefully, you know, this grant plays a small part in kind of taking it further.
Absolutely. I hope it does. We have further to go, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you get the momentum to win this grant? Because, you know, there were many people who had applied.
Right. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that because the families really got involved. They're friends of friends and teachers of some of our patients, and we just managed to get a big groundswell, and I was really quite amazed by that.
You know, we've seen
it was kind of interesting, though, because our adults, I guess for the website, you have to be 16 to vote.
Yeah.
And our adults over 16 are all blind.
Amazing.
So they really made an effort to vote. They had to get somebody to help them.
That's so inspiring.
Yeah.
That is so touching. And I think that's one of the things we've seen with the winners of the grants, that the ones that are going to touch people in such a significant way have motivated people to really get involved and motivate their communities. So you're a prime example of that. And I think, as you said, even the people who have some sort of handicap who have gone that extra mile is just inspiring.
Yes, it was really quite amazing. And I've noticed also there were a couple of other research-oriented projects on the Pepsi Refresh site, and as a researcher myself, I always voted for them too, giving anybody who's doing research a little hands up.
Well, a huge congratulations to you, and also, you know, just thank you for your work that helped so many people. It's really moving and inspiring.
Very grateful to the Pepsi. What a wonderful idea! It's just a terrific program. I'm very, very impressed.